by the good fortune we've accumulated by serving the Lord over many lifetimes, and by the blessings of our most beloved and dearest spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all of your Diksha Gurus that are blessing you and protecting you and helping all of you. By their mercy, we have all come here to this most sacred and holy place known as Ter Kadamba. On our way here, we parked our buses and we stopped by one Shiva temple. And there's a very beautiful pastime behind this temple. This temple's name is, sometimes in different books they describe different things, that his name is Ashishvara or Asheshvara. Asheshvara, Asha Ishvara. There's two different names that are given here in different books describing. Sometimes they say that King Parjanya worshipped some Shiva deity here, named Ashishvara, who gives Ashivara blessings. He worshipped him to have sons, and he had five sons. Parjanya was the father of Nanda, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda. But the pastime that's most commonly told, the name of the deity is Asha. We have a nectar devotion, Ashabanda, hope against hope. So, and we're in Raman Reti. Asha, Asheshvara. So Asha means hope. So a lot of us, at least I sometimes feel hopeless. That where I am now, I can't speak for you because you know where you are. But where I am and where I have to go is a long way. So sometimes the devotee can feel a little hopeless. But then he takes shelter of the holy name and the service of Guru, and then he gets some renewed hope, comes in his heart by Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi refreshes his heart with newer feelings of inspiration and enlightenment, and we go further and farther on the path of bhakti. Once upon a time, about 5,000 years ago, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, Lord Shiva came to Braj Mandal. And he came here for the same purpose. Lord Shiva came to Braj Mandal for the same purpose that all of us have come to Braj Mandal. We have all come to Braj Mandal looking for a little blue boy and a little golden girl that somehow have entered into our hearts and captured our mind, hearts, and intelligence. And what was that desire that brought Lord Shiva all the way from Kailash? What was that desire that brought Lord Shiva from Kailash, which is a long way away, all the way to Braj Mandal? It was the same desire that brought all of us a long way. We've come from Finland, we've come from Iceland, Siberia, Kiev, and Ukraine, and this stan and that stan, and all these other stans. We've come from different stans to come to Krishna's Leela stan. Radhe, Radhe. So what was that desire? Lord Shiva came here with a desire to see Krishna, because Krishna is in Vrindavan eternally. Vrindavanam prityaja ekam param ekam nagachati. Krishna doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. If you want to find Krishna, you can find him in Vrindavan. If you want to find Radha, you can find Radha in Vrindavan. Lord Shiva came all the way from Kailash with a burning hope, with a burning hope. I hope somehow or other I will come to Braj. Somehow or other I will be accepted. I will be qualified enough. I will be accepted by the Brijbasis, especially Yashoda Ma. I will attain darshan of Hernandulal in Nandagram. This is my hope. So Lord Shiva, of course, he has many names, like Ashutosh. Ashutosh means easily pleased. But his name here is Asha Ishwar. He's the Lord of Hope. He's the Lord of Hope. He's the Master of Hope. And we were all his servants. We are servants of hope. Because the Vaishnava, the Param Vaishnava, creates a hopeful prospect in our heart. So he is Vaishnava Anam Yata Shambhu. He's Param Vaishnava. Vaishnava Anam Yata Shambhu. Shankara Mahadev, Lord Shiva, is the greatest of the Vaishnavas. So his heart is an ocean of hope. There's so much hope in his heart. But in our hearts, there may be one drop of hope, two drops of hope. But by praying to Lord Shiva, then the stock of our hope will increase more and more, the content of our hope. So he came here with an asha bandha, very fixed and strong hope, which took the shape of a desire that, oh, somehow or other, hey Bhagavan, hey Govind, somehow no matter what happens, I must attain darshan of Nandalal. This is my hope. Hope against hope. Desire of all desires. So we have hope against hope, desire of all desires, to have darshan of Nandalal. And latterly and Nandalal. Latterly Lal. You can get the idea. If you can see the person I'm talking about, then we've communicated. But if you can't see the person I'm talking about, we haven't communicated. You can correct the pronunciation, because this is your language, not mine. But the main thing is, are you seeing the person I'm talking about? And if you are, then we're successful. If you're not, then everything's a failure. Radha Rani Ki! So, Lord Shiva, he came here to the forest at the bottom of Nandishwar Hill. He came there, and he entered that forest, and he started imitating the sound of a cuckoo. Coil. We say coil. He started, ooh, 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 ooh. Anybody can do better? Is that a morning dove? You know, I think you got confused with the morning. That's a morning dove. Like the pigeon, cousin of the pigeon. I think there's some peacocks back there responding. Listen, man, birds of a feather flock together. We're looking for cuckoos, not peacocks. So Lord Shiva was making the sound of a cuckoo because he understands that one of the attributes of Krishna is that he speaks all languages, which is quality of Bhashavit means he's victorious or he's conquered all languages. Krishna can speak all languages. He can speak to the Brijbasis. He can, when Brahman and demigods come, somehow he puts together a few Sanskrit lines and speaks to them and says, thanks a lot, goodbye, chalo. He speaks that in Sanskrit when the demigods come every afternoon to offer prayers to him, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, etc. Then he speaks to the buffalo. He speaks to the cows. He speaks to the birds. And he speaks to everyone, the language of love. This is the universal language, because Krishna speaks that language in everyone's heart. Everyone all around the world, at some point, they will hear the voice of Krishna in their heart. And it will come to you. If you're Russian, Krishna will speak Russian. If you're Mexican, he'll speak Spanish. If you're Indian, he'll speak Brijbas or Hindi. He will speak the language of your heart. And that is the language that he speaks is full of love. So Krishna, Shiva knows that Krishna has this quality, and he knows that he's only a child. He's a young child in Nandagaon. So when Lord Shiva came here, he didn't come and knock on the palace door, ring the doorbell. He didn't press the doorbell. Ding dong! Ding dong! And he didn't hit, tonk, 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 tonk. He didn't knock on the door. He stayed in the forest, and he called a child the way a child wants to get called. A child likes to hear bird calls and funny sounds. Doorbells are boring. Ding dong. So Lord Shiva, he was in the forest and he started, and then when that was his, he wanted to announce his arrival to Nandalal. Nandalal, I have come to your forest. I have come to your Nandagram. I am here. Shiva is here. He's not like Brahma. Brahma goes up. He comes to see Dwarkadish and he knocks on the door. And then doorman comes and says, who is it? It's Brahma. He knocked on the door, tonk, 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 and Dwarkadam. And he wanted to have darshan of Krishna and Dwarkadish. And then the doorman came and said, Kone, hey? Who is it? He said, it's Brahma. He said, okay, wait, just wait a second. So Krishna was in the assembly hall and he said, my lord, my master, there is one guest to see you. Who is that? It's Brahma. Which Brahma? Kansa Brahma. Which Brahma is it? And then, you find out. So then the doorman went back and said, excuse me, Brahma, Lord Brahma, which one are you? I said, look, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4. See? I'm the four-headed Brahma. I'm the father of Chatuskamara. I am the father of the four Kamaras. And I'm that Brahma. Acha, TK. And then Krishna went and said, so like this, Lord Shiva, none of this Aishwarya. This is Brajadam, this is Madhuryadam. But this Brahma is absorbed in Aishwarya. There's no Gopishwar Brahma. No, he doesn't get the Gopi Roop. Lord Shiva got Gopi Roop because he understands the heart of the Brijvasis. He understands the heart of Radharani. So therefore he's able to get the dust of the Rasamandal on his head. So he comes to Nandagram. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, this is a very good doorbell. And then Krishna's there in his cradle. Oh, Lord Shiva's come. Oh, he's so fun to look at. He's so much fun to look at. As soon as I see him, I start laughing and I feel so happy. He's such a weird looking guy. So Lord Shiva, after ringing the doorbell, making the sound of the kokil, then he walked up the hill of Nandishwar, and then he went to the door, and some of the guards, they saw Lord Shiva had come, or they didn't really know. They don't know so much who's this, that. Just because in this Nandagan, as you see, you're living here in Vrindavan, and there's so many unusual people here. All kinds of headsets and headdresses and wild clothes and beards and no beard and half a beard and half this, that, the other thing, and avadut ladies and naked men, and you see everything. If you live here, you see crazy ladies naked in the street and crazy men and all kinds of pitchforks and trishuns and all kinds of people, all kinds of tilak, lots of variety. So when the guards, the chokidars in the palace, they say, some tyagi sadhu, maybe wants some rotis or something. He's come here for some madhukari, he's begging some rotis. And so they went in, they said, Mother Yashoda, there's some sadhu baba from Nandagaon. He's doing some madhukari. Maybe he wants a roti. Okay, here, give him a roti. I'm busy. So then the chokidar came out with some roti. Hey, baba, take. He said, really, you know, my wife is Parvati. I can get a few rotis, you know. She's the personification of the whole material energy. I don't have any shortage. I don't have any problem getting rotis. I can get planets. I can get entire planets and put in my palm of my hand. What do I have to beg a roti at your doorstep for? But actually, okay, well, what is... Kache, what do you want? He said, I want to see Nandalal. I want to have darshan of Nandalal. Acha, okay, sit down. Just stand there. He wouldn't sit. He was so impatient. He was eager. So then Chokidar went back and the house servant, and he said, Mataji, and this yogi Baba, he wants to have darshan of Nandalal. And he looks very powerful and very, very determined. So I don't think I can just tell him to go. And besides, he has this big pitchfork, you know. He has this big trishun and these snakes. And I'm afraid if I say something wrong, the snake will jump and I'll be finished. And I have two kids to look after and stuff. And I'm not ready to give up my body right about now. So please, maybe you can size him up and see if, you know, what you want to do. So then Mother Yashoda, she came out and she saw this ghastly figure. This unbelievable personality. I mean, could you imagine if, because just to digress for a moment, Buddhimanta, Sankirtan devotee, one of the big original Sankirtan devotees, my godbrother, he told a story once. And this is when book distribution first began, 1971 or 2 or something, because they only sold books in the temple. And then Buddhimanta and a few early devotees, they asked Prabhupada, they said, can we take your books and go door to door? Go from house to house and door to door and sell the books. And this Prabhupada said, you can try. So Buddhimanta was very strong and tall, and very effulgent, pure-hearted brahmachari. And he had like red hair and eyes were kind of red also. Reddish-brown eyes. And he was basically fired up. He was really a very passionate Rajaguni, you know, Vaishnava. And very tall. So the devotees in those days, they used to shave their head like every day and a half or so. So he's always really shaved up. So he took a bag with a couple Bhagavad Gitas. And he went to, I think it was in Berkeley or San Francisco. He went to some doors and he knocked on the door to sell the book to some lady in the afternoon. So then he was all shaved up. His head was really shiny, had the tilak. And this is the very early days of Hare Krishna in America. No one really ever saw dhotis or shaved heads. And it's not like India. So then he rang the doorbell, ding dong. And then the lady came and opened the door. He was going to say, hello, good morning, take this book. And she went, ah! And then she fainted on the ground. And boom! You know, and he goes, and she was like, she was dead out, knocked out. She was totally unconscious. And he goes, oh my God, this is bad. Maybe the cops will come and I'll get arrested. I'll get arrested for murder or something like this. You know, maybe the lady died of a heart attack. She saw Hare Krishna and flipped out and died of a heart attack. So he got in the car and ran out of another neighborhood somewhere. So Lord Shiva, Mother Yashoda, so the idea is that if an ordinary person just has a little shaved head and nice clean dhoti and makes a lady faint, now you can imagine what the effect on Mother Yashoda is when she has darshan of Lord Shiva. Let's talk about it, shaved head, that's nothing. His jata, his hair going down, and for a necklace, he doesn't have a flower garland or a pearl necklace, he has skulls, dried up heads, looking out. But Rupa Goswami says these aren't ordinary heads, these are the heads of Vaishnavas. I read that. Savamala. These are not ordinary heads, so if we're lucky, maybe, you know, when our head rolls, it may roll into Lord Shiva's garland. That's only if you're very lucky. You can be immortalized as one of the heads in the head garland, Lord Shiva. And then around his neck, instead of having some, like sometimes people wear kavachas or some kind of thing around their neck or their arm, Navaratna or dust of Vrindavan, Tarbij or whatever they call it. So Lord Shiva, he has the ultimate kavacha. He has the ultimate kavacha around his neck. He has the time factor. The sarp represents kala. So Lord Shiva has the snake, which represents the time factor, because he is beyond time. He is transcendental, Sada Shiva. He has conquered time by surrendering to Krishna. So the devotee, when he surrenders to Krishna, he enters a timeless realm, because he's serving the master of time, Kalosmi. Krishna says, I am time. So if you're serving time personified, then time does not act on you. But actually acts, but in a special way. That's another topic. So these snakes around, he doesn't have a kavacha, he has cobras. And so that's good protection. If anybody comes to harm you and you have a few cobras around your arm, I think that you'll be well protected. But on a higher level, it actually represents the time factor. So then he's wearing around his waist, he's representing a deer skin. I mean, not a deer skin, a tiger skin. Around, that's his hot pants or whatever. You know, that's his shorts. His shorts are tiger skin gumshoe, let's say. And now, so what does a tiger represent? The tiger is an animal, a very ferocious animal, that is victorious over the elephant. And the elephant represents ego. Hankar means elephant. Hankar means false ego, upadis. I am this, I am that, I am man, woman, fat, thin, young, old, beautiful, ugly, American, China man, this man, that man, any man. So all these upadis. So these represent elephant. And you see when people's egos are, they tramp through every people. Ha! So Lord Shiva, he's wearing this tiger skin because a tiger kills the elephant. So the elephant of ego can be killed by serving Vishnu. And then your life becomes auspicious. Shivaram. Shivaram Satyam Sundaram. Shivaram Satyam Sundaram. So by serving Vishnu, then everything becomes Shivam, auspicious, full of truth, Satyam, and Sundaram, beautiful. Your heart becomes beautiful, your mind becomes beautiful, your life becomes beautiful, your association becomes beautiful, and everything you do is beautiful. So this is the tiger skin. It represents this killing the elephant of vices. The main vice is hankar, because as long as hankar is there, then all vices, sins, aparads, and narthas stem from hankar. So this tiger skin represents that. So he's a tiger skin, he has the snakes, he has the skulls, and if that's not enough to make you faint, at the doorstep, then he has this trishul, which we say is a pitchfork. We say pitchfork or spear, just like the devil. Is it the devil or something? The paintings of the devil, Diablo. Diablo has a, you know, usually you see, Jai Ho, Bam Bam Bole, Om Namo Shivaya. That's a little milk toast. That was a little weak. Bot kame. Jor se bolo, Radhe Radhe, Jor se bolo, Radhe Radhe, Frame se bolo, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
and Jor se bolo, Radhe Radhe. Jai Se Bolo, Jai Se Bolo, Jai Se Bolo, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Om Namo Shivaya. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai, Param Vaishnav Mahajan ki jai, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Prahlada Janako Bhishmo, right? Kumaro Kapilo Manu, Balir Vyasaki Vayam, Dwadasa Mahajan. So Lord Shiva is one of the great Mahajans, teachers of spiritual knowledge. So by remembering him and glorifying him and meditating on him, we may in some lifetime become Vaishnavas. Back to Lord Shiva and Mother Yashoda. So Lord Shiva came there and Mother Yashoda saw him, and she, such a ghastly, grotesque looking sadhu, that she said, "Wait a minute, what did you say? You said you want to have darshan of my Nandalal? No way, Baba. I'll give you roti, I'll give you chach, I'll give you sabji, anything, but darshan, if my son sees you, he'll faint. He's so scary, it's like going to a 3D horror movie. if he sees you, it's like, he'll go back to Godhead. So, and I want to serve him, I want to love him, I have a lot of service to render. So please, you go, jao, jao, ah, jao! Chokidar! Yashoda goes in. Then, when Yashoda goes back to the baby room, and not baby room, but to Krishna's room. He's like 5, 7, 9, 8, like this. All this stuff. So Krishna's crying and crying and crying. And then Mother shows, oh, Nandala, what's wrong? Oh, Lala, what's wrong? Come. Ah, no. Yeah. Don't touch me. And then, just crying and crying and crying. And then she calls Rohini, oh, and she tries and sing, oh, la, 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 eh, shut up. Krishna doesn't want to hear anything about lullabies, this bye, goodbye, bye-bye. So that doesn't work. And then the next thing, okay, the lullabies, then bring out the sandesh and this, that. And, okay. Rohini! A good echo.
Yeah.
She may hear me. I better be quiet. She'll come down here. Yes. Because she's right up there. She's right in the Nanda Baba.
Rohini?
So then she comes and she makes some faces. She starts making faces and making caricatures and trying to make funny faces to make him laugh. Nothing's working. So then she calls some Brahmins. Some astrologers. Yashoda calls some astrologers. Listen, can you do some prashna? I have a question. Can you make him stop crying? This is a question. It's called prashna astrology. She asks a question. Will Nandalal stop crying? So then they do some calculation on the moment of the time. No, he won't stop. He won't stop crying. Oh, no. Oh, what to do? Lullabies don't work, Bog doesn't work, funny jokes don't work, Rohini doesn't work. And then she said, Brahmins, do some hocus pocus. Brahmins, do some hocus pocus, do some tantra mantra, bisharada, do something. You know, jump around, do swaha, this, that, mudras, and do something, make him stop crying. So they pull out everything out of their bags, everything they can do. Nothing works. He's crying, crying, crying. So then Mother Yashoda is in a terrible fix, what to do. So then she thinks, and then she's consulting with Rohini and Ambika, Kalimba, and other Dhanishta, other servants in the house. There's something wrong. It's never happened before. Then Dhanishta Sakhi said, maybe that Yogi Baba that came, he looked very ferocious, and you understand, Yashoda, the nature of these Yogi Babas. These Yogi Babas, if they don't get what they want, they become very angry. They become very angry in a second. They look like, oh, shanti, shanti, bum, bum, and all this. And then if you just say one thing wrong way, they just start, go crazy. Then, and the Kumbh Mela, don't you know last time with Kumbh Mela? These Naga Babas, they killed 5 people. Oh, yeah, that's right. These Sadhu Babas, they get pretty wild. Oh, he maybe put some black magic on my Nandalal. Okay, all right. Send some scouts, some spies. Send them to go look everywhere. Find out where this Yogi Baba is. So meanwhile, when Lord Shiva was frustrated in his attempt and desire to have darshan of Nandalal, then he went down the bottom of the hill and he came over here to this place where this temple that we saw in the beginning of the yatra, Asheshwar Mahadev. He came there to that forest and he sat down in meditation. And he had a sankalp, a very firm resolution that I will not move, I will not leave this Nandagaon until I attain darshan of Nandalal. This was his Drida Vrata, his Drida Sankalp, his very firm resolution that I have come to this Vrindavan with one desire, with one hope, Asha. Asha means hope. With one hope. I don't want anything else in this world. I don't want any food. I don't want any friends. I don't want any fellowship. I don't want any home, recognition, anything. All I want, the only thing I require is the darshan of Nandalal. So with this determination, he took this vow, to stay. Dham vas brat. I will live in this dham. I'll stay here for kalpas. I'll live here, I'll die here, I'll live here, I'll die here. But I'll never leave this holy Dhamma Vrindavan until I have darshan of my Ishtadev, Nandalal. So there, even today, there are many saints and sadhus like this. In relation to this, Prabhupada said one time, he said, there are many saints in Vrindavan that have taken a vow never to leave Vrindavan. And of course, this is very good. Prabhupada said this. This is there on that calendar. There's some calendar, Vrindavan quotations. Of course, this is very good. This is very good. But if someone leaves Vrindavan to spread the glories of Vrindavan around the world, that's even better. Srila Prabhupada ki! Because if Prabhupada stayed in Sevakunj, meditating on Radha Damodar and serving Rupa Manjari and Vilas Manjari, Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, then we would never be here today. So this pastime of Mahadev, Lord Shiva, and Nandalal Krishna in Nandagaon is a pastime of determination, Ashabandha, hope and determination. Hope is the heart plane. Hope is the plane of the heart, and determination is the plane of the mind. So when the heart combines with the mind, you have hope and determination together. So this is what bhakti is based on, the heart and the intelligence and the mind. Once Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is for the intelligent. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschim mam vidhi tattvata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, out of thousands among men who look toward God, hardly one understands the full picture. And of those who have some conception of the full picture of Godhead, very few enter into the heart of God and become His devotees. This is told in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 3. Manushanam sahasreshu. So we are hearing this pastime, taking into our hearts and mind, and we know that the Vaishnavas, they're kripambudi. They are ambudi, oceans of mercy. They're so merciful. They are the Kripa Shakti Murti of the Lord. They are the very form of mercy of the Lord appearing manifest before our eyes, the Vaishnavas. walking ATM machines of mercy. You've heard of ATM machine? Automatic cash or whatever it is. What's it called?
Anytime money.
Oh, that's what it means. ATM means anytime money. So Vaishnavas are ATM, anytime mercy. Vaishnavas are ATM, organic, living, breathing, feeling ATM machines. The body is a yantra. This body is a yantra. Yantra means machine. So this body, this image, you, all of you sitting here, are ATM machines. So when you see, when you drive down the street, you see ATM, ATM. I'm an ATM. Automat, anytime mercy. Anytime mercy machine. This is a yantra. Body, this body is a machine, the yantra. So this Leela of Shiva, Mahadev Shiva, Nandalal, is teaching this principle of hope and determination. Utsaha nishchayat dharayat. And Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is saying that this is so important. This determination is nishtayat. Steadiness, determination. So we can pray humbly, oh Lord Shiva, you are an ATM. ATM Mahadev ki.
No.
Anytime mercy. So what time is it?
Anytime.
No, what time is it?
9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock means we're supposed to give mercy to our belly. But I was informed that prasadam is 20 minutes late. And a half hour ago, they said it was going to be here in 10 minutes. And I was thinking in my heart, how terrible. How terrible, because we still have to glorify Rupa Goswami. We need more time. And then 10 minutes later, he said, it won't be here for 40 minutes. I said, jai, Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami ki.
Jai.
So the time factor works for the devotees. When we want to chant, hear and chant, then time is favorable. When we want to do bhog, time is unfavorable. When we want to enjoy, time is very unfavorable. When we want to serve Krishna, time is very favorable. So we should take a moment out to pray to Lord Shiva that he will bless us with more determination and more hope. We should never feel hopeless. Our hope, whatever hope we have, we should reinvest it and increase our hope, and then reinvest that and increase our hope, and reinvest that and increase our hope. So we can pray to the Paramat, the topmost Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, that he will bless us with oceans of hope and mountains of determination. The messengers of Yashoda, they were searching the area, and then they came here to this van, Asheshwar van, and they found Yogi Baba. And they said, Yogi Baba, come, come. Mother Yashoda wants to see you immediately. So Lord Shiva ran up to the top of the hill. Then Yashoda and Krishna were still crying, ah, ah, ah. So then they brought Krishna, Mother Yashoda was cradling, embracing Krishna in her arms, and she brought out to the front gate of the palace, and Lord Shiva was standing there, and he was seeing, he was folding his hands, and he said, oh Mother, and still Krishna was crying, and he said, Mother Yashoda, please, can your Nandalal put his foot on my head? Can I just bend my head, and can you let his foot just touch my head, just for 1 second? So Krishna, Nandalal, put his foot on Shiva's head. And when he did that, immediately, as soon as the foot touched the head of the great devotee, as soon as Krishna came in contact with his great devotee, he became very happy. He stopped crying. So this is Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is in anxiety and separation from his devotees. We're in anxiety being separated from Maya. But Krishna is in anxiety being separated from us. So when we renew and awaken our Krishna consciousness, Krishna becomes so happy. Because when we become Krishna conscious, then Krishna's feet sit on our head. So when Krishna puts his foot on our heads, then his anxiety is relieved and he starts smiling. Yes, my long-lost son has finally returned. Lord Shiva asked one favor from Mother Yashoda. He said, listen, Mataji, if you will be so kind, because she said, actually she first said, she said, oh, you're magical. You've worked wonders here on my child. He was crying all day, all night. He was crying without cessation. And simply by seeing you and touching you, putting his foot on your head, he's become so happy. He's giggling and he's happy and he's laughing and he's no more in distress. So I would like to beg you, could you stay nearby? Because mothers always need something that that they can use to stop their children from crying. So you could render some good service that way. We can keep you nearby, and whenever he cries, we call you in, and then Yogi, you do your magic, and he stops crying. And then Lord Shiva, he was thinking, this is the greatest fortune I could ever have. What greater fortune could I ever attain than serving the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda and her son Nandalal and the Anandishvar? What great fortune she's offering me. I can't refuse. So yes, I accept your request. I will serve you accordingly. But I have one request from my side. Yogi Maharaj, what is that? He said, I will stay here and render any service that you want me to do to help you with your child raising. But I simply want some little something from your side. You please give me, after you bathe your Nandala, every morning you do Abhishek, you pour his Abhishek on my head, his Charanamrit on my head. And then if there's little Torasav, little bit Mahaprasad, after you feed him, maybe he eats everything, I don't know, but sometimes every other day, whenever, there's a little bit Mahaprasad, you come and you give me that Mahaprasad. That's all. A little Charanamrita, a little Mahaprasad, and I have Seva, I don't need anything more. What more? What more does a devotee need? All he needs is Seva, a little Charanamrita, and a little Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad aki jai. When we take darshan later of the main temple of Nanda and Yashoda on top of the hill, on the left-hand side we'll see that deity of Lord Shiva, the Nandishvar Mahadev Shila, and he's still, even to this day, for the last 5,000 years, every day he's getting the Charanamrita of Krishna and the Mahaprasad of Nandalal. So this is, when Krishna makes a contract with a devotee, it's forever. He never breaks his contract. Krishna Balaram Mahaprasad Aki. Yeah. This is from Mother. This is what Radharani cooked for breakfast today, yeah. And this came directly from the hill. These are famous. These ladus, big ladus, and these huge chapatis and sabji. These are preparations that Radharani cooks and are offered every day to Krishna. And this is Charanamrita from Nandalal's bath this morning. So we'll see that deity, Lord Shiva, later. So this place is called Ter Kadamba. Kadamba is Krishna's favorite tree, and Tamal is Tamal tree is Radharani's favorite tree. The word Ter, T-E-R, means to call, because this is the place where Krishna would come when he would bring the cows back. He would collect all the cows here before he would return to the Goshala. So some cows would be running, stray cows running here and there, so that tree that everyone went out to see out here, on that mandala there, that round platform, there's this baby tree. That's the great-great-grandson of the original tree. The original tree was vast. Krishna would climb up in the branches of the tree. Then he would call the cows during Apurvan Leela. Apurvan Leela is from 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. Around sunset time, you can say, late afternoon. You see even today the cows go out in the morning to pasture, and in the evening time they come back. There's a natural flow. So Krishna is doing the same. So he climbed up in the tree. Some cows were astray here and there. So then Krishna took his flute, usually for cow calling, or calling us, because Tera means calling the cows. So he uses Venu. Venu, or Vamshi, but usually Venu. Venu is a very short flute, about this long. And it's black. It's made from black plastic. No. Black stone or bamboo, whatever. And then he starts playing the flute. Shavali, Davali. Chandani, Aroni, Jamuna, Gange, Tilak, Ottama, Dirga, Tilak, and all the different names he starts calling them. Tungi, this one, that one. Tungi, that's a calf, you stupid. That could be, that's a baby calf, though. So he wouldn't call the cows like this. Hey, Shavali, Damali, Hamsi, Pishangi, this, that. He would call the cows with the flute. With his flute. So in the morning or in the afternoon, Krishna calls the go means cow. Krishna calls the cows with his flute. He plays some tune, and in that tune is the name of Hamsi or Davali or Shavali and all these different cows. He calls them with the flute. Hey, come, and they hear the sound of the flute. Oh, that's my song. That's my name. Then they start running, and they all collect around the bottom of the Kadamba tree, and they're all looking up at Krishna, and he's up and, oh, come on down, will you? So then, in the evening time, when Krishna goes to Vamshivat in Vrindavan, which we'll see later, then Krishna also plays a flute, but this is Lambi, this long flute, Murali, 1 meter long. And he also calls the go, but it's the gopis. Afternoon he calls the goes, and in the evening he calls the gopis. Gopis are his Braja Gopi Sakis. And he also calls their name, Lalita, Lalite, then Vishakhe, Radhe. When calling, it's Radhe, or Vishakhe, Lalite. So Lalita has her own tune, like you have these different tunes, hello tunes. You have on your telephone, your mobile phone, hello tunes, ting tang tung tiao pong ka ka, you know, ta 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 pa. So Krishna is the originator of hello tunes. Hello, Vishakhe, aye. Hello, Radhe, ayo. So he has so many, on his flute, he has many, many hello tunes. He downloaded so many tunes. Krishna downloaded, there are 16,108 hello tunes on Krishna's mobile mobile Murali. He has 16,108 hello tunes. Hello Vishakhe, hello Rangi, hello Chitre, hello. And then how do they answer the phone? Ah. As soon as they hear the hello tune, as soon as the Krishna calls them with their name blended in the music of the flute, they run to Vamshivat, just as the cows run to Terakadamba. Bansi Bari Ki. Because this is a place of cow herding pastimes with the suckas and collecting the cows in the afternoon. And sometimes when Krishna collects the cows here, he's a little thirsty. He can't wait to go to the Goshala. So he just comes down from the tree, and then he all the cows, they come around Krishna like the axle of a wheel. All the spokes are connected to the axle. You have the axle and all the bicycle spokes are connected. So Krishna's there in the center and radiating all around Krishna, all the cows, all the leaders of the different groups of cows, the brown cows and the red cows and the black cows and all the different, and they all put their snouts up. Snout means their nose. They put their nose up like this. So all around Krishna, all these noses, all these little, these black noses, and they're cold. When they're healthy, they're cold. So then he goes like this, tong, tong, tong. And then he calls their name, the group leader, he calls their name, Pishangi, Chandani, Hastini, Hamshi, Shavali, Dhavali, and they like it. Actually, cows, if you don't know. But from the village, if you touch the cow's nose, they feel very happy. And they go like this. So then Krishna, and they feel, oh, for the cows, because everything in Braj is Madhurya. Everything is union with Krishna and sweetness. So the cows are having Madhurya, the land, everything, the trees, everything is having the sweetness of Madhurya, intimate connection and love with Krishna. So when Krishna touches their snout, he taps them on the snout, they feel as if Krishna is embracing them heart to heart with the most intimate exchange of love. So this is the cows. And then he has some japa. He takes his mala out every day. See, we have a japa bag. God has a japa bag also. So we should be proud. I see a lot of people. Once I was on a yatra with some people, and this one lady was there, and I said, "Where's your japa bag?" "Oh, it's in my bag." She had one of these shoulder bags on the side, and we were going for a long walk in the Navadvip Brikama with some group. And everyone's chatting, and she had her. I said, "Where's your japa bag?" "Oh, it's in this shoulder bag." I said, "Oh, what's it doing there?" I don't know. Just I said, "But you should chant. We're walking. You should chant japa." "No, I don't feel like it." but sometimes when people go in the city or something, like I used to do Brikama Giraj with one Radhakunvasi. So I don't ever. He didn't have any beads or anything, and I said, "Okay, whatever. He's my friend." So we're doing Brikama, and I have my beads. And then as soon as we got out, we got to Kusum Sarovar, he put his hand in his pocket and he took out some beads and he started chanting. I said, "Hey, what's going on?" He said, "Maharaj, if I chant on japa beads in Radhakund, everybody will think I'm weird." You know, he's a Kshatriya, one Kshatriya, Chaganlal, whatever. And anyway, now I'm away from Radhakund and I can chant because I like to chant the Maha Mantra also. But what to speak of a bead bag, he had these little beads in his pocket. So as soon as we got to Uddhava Kund or near that side, he put the beads back in the pocket. Yeah. So, because he was some shameful, he was afraid. So if we can think of God is wearing a bead bag, and inside the bead bag is a mala, and that mala has 108 beads like our mala. And we, you know, he's counting. We're chanting the Maha Mantra, and Krishna's also chanting mantra. He's chanting the Mata Mantra. We're chanting Maha Mantra, and Krishna's chanting Mata Mantra. You know what the Mata Mantra is? Gomata. Because each one of those beads is a name of one of the leaders of the cows. Because Gomata Mantra. No, it's called Mata Mantra. Mata means mother. The cow is the mother. So he says, oh, Shavali. And then he counts them off on jeweled beads. And they're all there. And once they're all there, then he goes back. Brinda Devi's parrots are very excited to see so many beautiful devotees from around the world. The word Brinda means collection or group. So we gathered here as Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Krishna Radha Krishna Bhakta Vrinda ki. So Brinda means group. So Brinda Devi's parrots have come here and that's why they're flying all around. They're counting. And they're having, and whoever gets the right number gets some special prasadam from Radharani. So they're going around. Oh, 401, 302. They're counting, and then they're telling each other, "Oh, look, this one. Oh, this is a funny one. Look at that one. No, I saw that one. I think that one's from Ukraine. Oh, there's one from Moscow. There's one from. There's so many devotees. So these, they're very happy. One afternoon, when Krishna climbed down from the Kadamba tree, he was feeling very thirsty. So then, he went to one cow and he just took some milk and he drank some milk. And oftentimes the gopis, they would come from Yavat. And when Krishna was coming back with the cows, then the gopis would find some excuse in the afternoon after returning from Radhakund. They would go home briefly. Then they would say, "Oh, we have to go out and get some water, collect some water. We have to get some flowers for evening puja." They would make some excuse to leave their houses, and they would come here also to Terkadamba. So Terkadamba is not only a place of all the coward boys and the cows meeting in the afternoon, but it's also a very confidential place where Krishna would meet the gopis. So one afternoon, when Krishna was milking the cow, then Radharani and the gopis were standing there, and then Krishna turned to Radharani, and he said, "Listen, do you know there's something very, very special about the cow? Something very, very special about the cow's stan. The udder of the cow, there's something very special. On the very tip of the udder, there's something very special." And Radharani, she replied, "Really? What is that?" He said, "Actually, on the bottom of the teat, it's called teat or the stan or the udder, there's a design, like we were seeing Krishna's footprints and we were seeing different designs or imprints. On the bottom of the teat, there's the design of a lotus flower. Have you ever seen that, Radharani?" "Oh, okay, I'll keep going." And so she said, "No, I never saw that." So Krishna said, "Listen, bend down, I'll show it." So then Radharani went to bend down, and Krishna said, "Look here." And she got all milk in her face. So this pastime happened in the afternoon, Apurvan Leela. But this is also a very important place. That's why Rupa Goswami was here, because Radha and Krishna had so many pastimes here, especially in Pratak Leela. In the morning time between 6 a.m. and 8:36, Radharani and all the gopis, when they're staying, sometimes they come from Barsana's side, but when for 3 months a year they're staying in Yavat, which is not now, in Mag and Falgun and Chaitra, Radharani is staying in Barsana, which is right now. So Radharani's here in Barsana, fully sakshat here, Prakash. She's fully manifest here. But after Chaitra, and then there's the Vaishak and Kaur and Bhadra, whatever, then she comes to Yavat, and she stays 3 months. So when Radharani's living 3 months in Yavat, Yavatgram, which I believe is that way, then she walks every morning about 6 o'clock in the morning. She walks with all her sakis from Yavat, and she comes right through here. Like we were walking just now out to this Kadamba tree, Radharani walks right by that Kadamba tree to go to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast every day. But right near that Kadamba tree, that Terkadamba tree, there's a fork in the road. No fork, there's you can go left or you can go right. So when Radharani comes in the morning, sometimes Krishna comes down. He tells Mother Yashoda that, "Oh, I don't want to take my bath in the house today. I want to bathe in Pavan Sarovara." So then Krishna and a few coward boys and Raktak and Patrak and some servants, they come to Pavan Sarovara to take bath. And he takes a quick bath and he runs over here to meet Radharani. He runs over here to meet Radharani and the Sakis in Terkadam. And And they're all kind of collecting here. And the boys are just sitting. There's no real save. The cows haven't been let out yet. They're just joking and jumping over each other and playing and imitating the sounds of the birds and whatnot. And then when Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha, they're walking with Rupa Manjri, Rati Manjri. They're walking with Radharani. And then Lalita says, "Oh, Radharani, that rascal's up there. That rascal boy is playing with the coward boys. I don't know what he's doing here. He should be in the palace, but somehow he's cavorting over here. And we should take the we shouldn't go by the Kadamba tree because he'll do some mischief. He'll do something. He'll pull our saris or he'll throw mud on us. He'll do something mischievous. Throw cow dung. I don't know. And I got a new sari. I don't want to get dirty. So listen, I suggest we take the other road, the little bit longer way, and go this way. Otherwise, we'll get in a heap of trouble." Radharani replied to Lalita Sakhi, saying, "I'm not afraid of him. Why should we go the long way around and take the fork in the road? Let us go. We'll go straight by that Kadamba tree, Ter Kadamba tree, and we don't pay any attention to him. We have to go cook his breakfast. Let him jump and play, and we go right. We'll walk right by him, and we won't even look at him. What can he do to us? What can he do to me? I am Sarva Shakti Mayi. I'm so powerful. I'm Vrindavaneshwari. He's a fig. He's nothing. He's like a fig before me. Come on, ciao, Sakhi." So then they start going. And as soon as they get near the Kadamba tree, then there is one small calf. Krishna, because he's Gopal, he's always walking. He always has one or two calves here or there. So there's one calf playing. They were playing with the calf and petting him and boys like this. So then that calf was standing there and Krishna took the tail of the calf. Dong! He pulled the tail of the calf. And he said, "Oh!" If somebody pulls your tail, you'll say the same thing. So he pulled his tail and, "Oh!" Or something like that. I don't know exactly how a calf speaks. But then he started jumping in like really skittish way. If you ever see calves, he looks so cute. His head's down and feet go up and that and this. And his tail's going like this. It looks so cute. It's the cutest thing to ever see. The head's down. And, you know, she has cows. She knows them. Tonk, tonk, tonk. And very captivating to watch. And they look like they're enjoying it. Looks like they, although they may be agitated, they look like they're also having a good time. And like, well, look at me dance. So the cow, and then all the gopis, they almost, this cow's going crazy. I mean, this calf. So gopis are running hither and thither. So the calf is running, and it runs this way, and everyone's going, "Whoa, it's going crazy." And the calf runs, and Krishna's chasing. "Oh, come back, come back, come back." And everyone's distracted and confused about what's going on. So Krishna's chasing, "Come, come, come, come. Tungi," this is Tungi. This is Tungi you're talking about. It's Tungi, Tungi, come, come. So then, actually, it's Radharani's calf. Anyway, so he's chasing the calf. And the calf is running, running, running. And the calf runs right next to Radharani. Right up to where Radharani's standing. Krishna's chasing, and he gets there. "Oh!" And then as soon as he gets there, he takes Radharani's chuni and pulls it. And Lalita's over there somewhere. "I told you, this guy you can't trust." You know. Krishna Bhagavan Ki. So this is Krishna Leela. And most recently, of course, in 500 years ago, this is famous for all these Leelas. This is a Leela Stali surcharge. Every particle of dust of this Leela Stali is surcharged with Madhurya Ras and Sakya Ras. Even Vatsali Ras is extending over here to some extent in a minor way. But mainly this is place of Madhurya Bhav and Sakya Bhav. And Rupa Goswami chose this place. He wasn't wandering so much like Sanatan Goswami. He chose Sevakunj and he chose Ter Kadamba as his main place of bhajan. So Rupa Goswami started many books that he wrote. He started here, like Lalita Madhav, Vidugdha Madhav, Stavamala, Padyavali, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the different classic Gaudiya texts that were penned by Rupa Goswami were conceived of and started here, and of course maybe finished in Sevakunj or here and there. So this is his Bhajan Kutir. We all took darshanam as Bhajan Kutir. And of course, I don't know if it was Bhajan Kutir was there or maybe near closer, but this has been fixed over here. And he was regularly meditating on these pastimes and seeing these pastimes in Spurti, or his internal vision, spiritual vision, and writing about them in a very poetic and beautiful way in Sanskrit. So sometimes when his elder brother was staying about 2 kilometers west of here at Pavan Sarovara, we'll see that Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And he would come regularly, Sanatan would come regularly here to meet with Rupa Goswami and discuss the Shastras and talk about Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami was thinking, why other brothers coming here? He's like my Shiksha Guru, and I have nothing to offer him, a little madukari, some roti, and nothing. My heart is feeling so bad. I wish I could offer him some nice kheer or something, some kheer prasad. So Rupa Goswami was thinking like that, and then one day, one Barsana Wali ki jai jai jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Bolo Barsane Wali ki jai jai jai,
Bolo Barsane Wali ki jai jai jai,
Kirti da dolari ki jai jai jai, Kirti da dolari ki jai jai jai, Radhe 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 jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe 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 jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Vrindavan Vihari Lala ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Giriraj Dharana ki jai, Nandagrama ki jai. This is very, yesterday was a very special day, a day we'd like to remember and also forget. We would like to remember the Leelas of Radha and Krishna and forget everything else. Today seems to be starting off on a very memorable way, because an hour and a half ago I said, when prasadam coming? And then they called the phone, prasadam's coming in a half hour, or 10 minutes, prasad's coming in 10 minutes. So I said, 10 minutes. I want to speak more. Okay. And then they said, prasad will be late in 20 minutes. Okay. So then I speak, and then I said, when's prasadam? And then about 20 minutes, he said, prasadam is 4 kilometers away. 4 kilometers, only 5 minutes. Okay. So now I ask, when's prasadam? They took the wrong road. they took the wrong road. They won't be here for 20 minutes. Acha kalosmi. I am time. Krishna says, I am the time factor. You're glorifying my pure devotees, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, and Shiva. You're glorifying Radharani. Bolie, 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 ordo, anior, anior, anior. Vivo! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Shyam. So this Lali came, this Nandagaon Lali, very beautiful Kishori Chori. She came to Rupa Goswami one morning. She said, hey, Baba! Baba, Baba, and Rupa Goswami came and said, yes, how may I serve you? She said, listen, my mother, she saw you're getting so skinny and you're doing so many austerities and you must be so much hungry. Maybe you need some different food than just roti every day. So she gave me this 1 liter of milk and some sugar and some rice. And so you please take these things and you offer something to your Govardhan Srila and you be happy. So then Rupa Goswami said, this is very nice. My prayers have been answered. Hey Bhagavan, hey Krishna, Gauranga, you're so kind. Now my desire to offer some nice prasad to my brother will be fulfilled. So Rupa Goswami, you can imagine, Rupa Goswami cooking, Rupa Manjari. Rupa Goswami made the sweet rice very, very nice, very, very thick and very, very delicious and fragrant, very beautiful sweet rice. Very special. And then offered to his Thakur, to Govindaji. And then Sanatana Goswami came later that day to have some Harikatha. And then Rupa Goswami said, I want to offer you some Mahaprasad from Govindaji Prasad. And Sanatana said, all right. And they had got some dona. And then Sanatana Goswami is eating the sweet rice, the kheer, and he was thinking, this is so good, so something special feeling and vibration is coming in my heart and my mind. I feel like I'm leaving this world. I feel like I'm seeing. And then he actually went into some trance. I was taking the. He said, "Rupa, this is such extraordinary. This kira is so extraordinary. How did you get this rice and milk?" He said, "Oh, some lali came." Then Sanatana Goswami could understand by this trance, this vision, when Rupa Goswami said that some lali came, it dawned on Sanatana Goswami, this is not an ordinary lali or kishori from Nandagaon. This is actually Kishori Radhe. This is Radharani herself. She's come and she's brought this to us, to you and to us. This is unbelievable. This is what, at one level it's so much fortune. But another level, it's misfortune. It's fortunate that you had darshan, my brother, my younger brother. You had sakshat darshan of Larali Lal, of Radharani, of Kishori, and you didn't realize it. But it's unfortunate. It's misfortunate because somehow we took seva from Radharani. That you took seva from Radharani and we took seva, and this is very bad because she's our swamini. All you want to do is serve her. We don't want to take any service. We only want to serve her. So let us pray to Radharani that she'll forgive us, that we never cause her to come out of her lila and come over here to Terakadamba and give us some rice. So it was a very interesting pastime that took place here. It's happiness and distress. It's harsh ashok. Like, they were very happy and thrilled and excited, and at the same time they were very sad. So this is, of course, we want to remember the happy part. But the principle is that we don't want to take never want to take service from the Vaishnavas or from Krishna, but we always want to render service because this is our eternal position. Das, das, Gopi Bhartu Padakamali or Das and Das and Das. Rupa Goswami Padaki. So this is a very sublime and special place. You can see the trees here, they're not growing very straight and tall. They come out of the ground, and then as soon as they hear Krishna's flute, they start dancing from one side to the other and curving and bending and twisting. And they can't really, in the last 5,000 years, they've never gotten any taller than about 7 feet. If you, an ordinary tree, if it's growing for 5,000 years, it would be about 500 feet tall. It'd be so tall, really, really tall. But these trees are all experiencing the ecstasies. They're actually witnessing and experiencing the ecstasies of witnessing Radha and Krishna's pastimes here with the cows and the gopas and all the gopis. These trees are all witnesses, and they're expressing the nature of Krishna. Everything about Krishna is crooked. He doesn't stand in a straight way. These trees is also crooked. Tribhanga lalitam niyata prakasham. This Mahaprasadam will be given out during Prasadam time. We'll go out and give a little bit Mahaprasadam on everyone's plate. Radharani's sweet rice and Krishna Balaram's morning rotis and sabji cooked by Srimati Radharani. So we're going to get some sweet rice cooked by Rupa Goswami, rotis and sabji cooked by, and some ladu cooked by Srimati Radharani. Terakadamba ki, Radha Rani ki, Rupa Goswami Pada ki, Sanatana Goswami Pada ki, Asheshwar Mahadeva ki, Sri Krishna Balarama ki, Nanda Yashoda Ma ki, Nanda Gaon ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shalom.